Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church, Trinity Sunday. My name is Keith Nethery, rector of the parish, along with Hannah Scorer, leading the service of the word. We have quite a cast of musicians today. Steve Hollowitz, our music director. Angus Sinclair will also be at the pipe organ today. Vocalists Paul Grambo and Victoria Piovison. Paul Stevenson on the trumpet. And managing all the sound for us is John Gardy. We will have a new listener this weekend, and because they are missing a certain style of prayer during this pandemic stay-at-home order, we're going to use our traditional book today, the Book of Common Prayer. We use two books on a regular basis, the BCP, which is the older traditional book, and the Book of Alternative Services, which we have used as the basis for this service for the most part, as a service of the word. But today you will hear some of the traditional Anglican language and liturgy that I know at least one person, and I'm sure many more, will be happy to hear for the first time in a long time, because we haven't had an opportunity to do a Book of Common Prayer service for some time. I invite you to take a moment. Take a breath. Relax. We are in God's presence. Let us worship.
Almighty and everlasting God, who hast given unto us thy servant's grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity, we beseech thee that this holy faith may evermore be our defense against all adversaries, who livest and reignest one God, world without end. Amen. A reading from the book of Romans. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if, by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you do not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. Consider your hands, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses. What is man that you should be mindful of him? The Son of Man that you should seek him out? Even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our governor, how exalted is your name in all the
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Trinity Sunday, the first Sunday after Pentecost, the Sunday when we celebrate the doctrine of the three persons of God, and the day when we all become heretics, as Keith said last week. It's also the Sunday that a lot of preachers dread. I'm part of a young clergy group on Facebook, and there's always a thread before Trinity Sunday of people asking for help. What do they say? How do they approach this? How do they talk about the Trinity? Now, for most people, and I include myself in this when I was a layperson, think, what's so hard about this? It's just God in three persons, that's weird, but there's got to be a good explanation. You probably got one in Sunday school about the stages of water, ice, liquid, steam, or maybe about a grandmother and a mother and her daughter, where everyone has multiple roles and titles. And those are good places to start, but the problem about talking about the Trinity is exactly what's going on for Nicodemus here in the text. He's approaching Jesus, he's an educated man, he's part of this system, he's grown up with all this information, and he's wanting to listen to Jesus, he's trying to figure it out. And just like all of us listening to this, he wants it to make sense. Boil it down into the simplest terms. Explain it to me with a smart analogy. Give me something that I can hang on to that is logical and practical and realistic. But the thing is, that's just not how God works. Trinity is so hard to discuss precisely because we have to pin down the nature of God. And that's really hard because we're not God and we do not have the capacity to encompass the whole of God's essence. The complete nature of God is far beyond our grasp. You can grab any book on Trinity from people who have studied it their whole life, and it's still not the full picture. So, what do I say? How do I approach this? How do I talk about the Trinity? I think perhaps the best place to start is what the Trinity means to me. And I would invite you all to do the same. How do you relate to the Trinity? Now, I paused there. I didn't give you long enough. And I'm not going to leave you hanging. I will tell you mine. But I just want you to please consider this. Ponder it for a bit. Roll it over in your mind. Think, because it's a good practice. But for me, I see this. Three persons of God. Each a different way of being with God. Each a different sense of God's love and purpose and creation in my life. God the Father, God the universal, the cosmic beginning, and the one who loves all, encompasses all, creates the world and everything in it, including me. The one who calls me to see the earth as my birthplace, and the world as my neighbor, and the whole human race as my family. The one who connects me to everyone and everything else. The Father, the Mother, Creator God, who holds the universe in his hands. God the Son. God made man, God in particular, God with a human face and a human life, God who shows me that God so loves me and everyone else that he made us specific, with a body and a mind and an identity that belongs just to us. God who sees me in my broken, fragile humanness and loves me anyways. God who stands in solidarity with his flawed people. God who takes pain and suffering. God who understands heartbreak and hurt. God incarnate, not in a man of power or privilege, but a man of color, a colonized man who died the death of a criminal and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. And God the Spirit. God the communal. God who lives and breathes and moves in the world. God who ignites the fire of Pentecost in all of us. God as pure love that gathers us in many languages and many cultures with no boundaries or borders. God that creates community. God that guides my footsteps. God that exists in every person that I meet, giving me a glimpse of the glory of love, the power of hope, the necessity of joy. God, who is the great dance of creation, calling us all to join. All God, all good, all loving, all calling me, all calling us into relationship. Maybe that's it, really. Maybe that's what Nicodemus needed to hear. Maybe that's what we need to hear now. You don't understand the Trinity. You live with it, in it, beloved by it. You move with the Spirit. You are held in God's hands. You follow Christ. You don't understand the Trinity. Not without being born again, open to it. Not without living into the dance of creation. The wind blows where it chooses, and we can only see the evidence in the leaves. Hear it rushing past, only feel the breeze on our skin. You don't understand the Trinity, and that's okay, because we don't need to. The Trinity is big and wide and complicated and eternal and cosmic and far beyond the scope of anything I could say or imagine. I'm earthly, and I can only speak of earthly things. Heavenly things are only glimpsed for all of us, just like for Nicodemus. I don't understand the Trinity. Much though I value my intelligence, it's not enough for this. And I think that's kind of the point. This can't be grasped by intellect. It can't be logicked out. There's no rationality, no empiricism. Cannot boil this down to come up with a pithy analogy. This isn't easy. But it's simple. God in three persons. Blessed Trinity. My Creator, my Savior, my constant companion. God in three persons. All of whom love us. And that's enough. Amen.
Oh,
Let us now confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O God, who art the author of peace and lover of concord, in knowledge of whom standeth our eternal life, whose service is perfect freedom, defend us, thy humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in thy defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty God, the fountain of all goodness, we humbly beseech thee to bless our sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth, the parliaments of the Commonwealth, and all who are set in authority under her, that they may order all things in wisdom, righteousness, and peace, to the honor of thy holy name and the good of thy church and people, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, from whom cometh every good and perfect gift, send down upon our bishops and clergy and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honor of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. O God, the Creator and Preserver of all humankind, we humbly beseech thee for all sorts and conditions of people, that thou wouldest be pleased to make thy ways known unto them, thy saving health unto all nations. More especially we pray for the good estate of the Catholic Church, that it may be so guided and governed by thy good Spirit, that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace and in righteousness of life. Finally, we commend to thy fatherly goodness all those who are any ways afflicted or distressed in mind, body, or estate, especially those for whom our prayers are now desired. That it may please thee to comfort and relieve them according to their several necessities, giving them patience under their sufferings and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. And this we beg for Jesus Christ, his sake. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come life everlasting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Go forth in the name of Christ. Thanks be to God.